It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Doing a little research during the break, lots of stuff to talk about. Some two-wheel research, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And discussing vectoring bitmap images and smoothing them, techniques for smoothing them,
right.
Creating your own fonts.
Happens a lot.
People, what will happen is you'll find something, maybe you'll find a logo or something that has some really stylized font in it, and you're like, oh, I really like that. And you can't, you know, and it doesn't.
And sometimes, it's a custom font.
Sometimes it's not even a font. Sometimes right. It's created by hand.
Right.
Some artist has made, and it's not an available font for you to download. And this happened to me quite a bit where something I like or a combination of fonts. One font will have a cool A and another one will have a cool R or something. And I'll go, man, I can need to somehow modify that. And the one way you do that is you take that bitmap, that picture, whatever it is, that is, uneditable for you. You can't grab that bitmap and take the text out and use it. You just take that, and the procedure I use in CorelDRAW is basically import it into CorelDRAW. Then you take it, and they have a feature called Bitmap Trace. And it basically does a pretty quick and dirty job. You can adjust it, but it doesn't do a 100% perfect job of taking the bitmap and making it exactly like what you're looking at. Because there's some
conversion artifacts. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird things that it can't interpret properly and make squiggles and off. You know, the lines aren't quite straight, and the curves are kind of not exactly how they're supposed to look. But it's really kind of cool. You can go in there, and after years of doing this, I've learned how to do some quick fixes on. And I'll tell you one. I'm going to go ahead and give this little tidbit up.
Okay.
I'm giving away some secrets here on how to do stuff that's really cool. Let's say you have an O that you've traced, and the O looks kind of oblong, but when it does that trace, it puts those little toggles so you can adjust the vector file that it turns it into.
Right.
You know, you can bend it, you can move it around. Well, sometimes when they put those toggles in, it tends to actually warp it right where the toggle is. And sometimes it'll make your nice smooth edge and curve have a little dimple in it. And one of the things I've learned, and write this down, guys, for you guys who have CorelDRAW or even any other, even
the
Adobe stuff,
yeah.
Has the same features, is you take and you actually create toggles on each side of that funky one that has a little dimple in it. And then you go and you highlight that funky one and delete it. And what it'll do is it'll actually take that curve from the ones you created and make a nice curved line to each
smooth curve
to
without
each side.
The dimple.
Yeah, and so you're preserving that shape, pulling out the dimple, and then you're off and running. And for the most part, I've found that can do 99% of the job that you need to have done. And at that point, then you can tweak slightly if you want to move it and fatten it up or whatever you want to do. But it saved me hours of time figuring that out.
I'm curious, if you were to put that toggle back, would it put the dimple back? Once it's smoothed out and you've got those points on either side.
Oh, yeah, you can put
one. If you were to put it back.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't dimple it.
It would stay smooth.
Yeah, because yeah. It's a new one.
Interesting.
And you're
introducing it. It's that conversion process that creates that dimple.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, interesting.
And I'm not sure why it does that, but it does. But that's how you fix it, guys. It's really kind of a cool little feature that I've been using for years now. And I've just given away one of the things that I do really
million
well
dollars
to everybody.
Graphic
so you're welcome. You're welcome.
Secret. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Well, remember the Silk Road?
Mm-hmm.
Bing Crosby and Bob Hope?
Right.
Do you remember that? Dorothy L'Amour?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome flick. Hilarious. Well, there was another Silk Road on the internet. And it was kind of a black market market for illegal, not always illegal, but often illegal sales. Well, just recently, this last week, in fact, the guy that founded and ran the Silk Road, a guy by the name of Ross Ulbricht, was found guilty of multiple charges and will be serving essentially two life sentences in jail. U.S. federal prosecutors estimated that he facilitated the sales of more than $213 million worth of drugs and other unlawful goods between 2011 and 2013. The government, the life sentences are to be served concurrently, as if they couldn't be. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's a technicality, but yeah. He has to serve them one after the other. He's Hindu, so actually he believes in reincarnation, and he'll be serving the second life sentence as a butterfly. No, as a roach.
No, it'll be like a dung beetle.
A dung beetle, yes.
uphill forever.
Yeah. Life sentences are to be served concurrently, along with a 5-year sentence for hacking and 20 years for money laundering. Government's also seeking $183 million from Ulbricht based on the profits he made. You know, that's a lot of money. I don't know. It's hard to even put all that in perspective. You know, when I think about what he did and what the results potentially have been, you know, I wonder how many lives were lost as a result of what he did. Now, he didn't force anybody to buy the heroin or buy the LSD or buy the whatever it was that they bought on the Silk Road that may have killed them when they OD'd. But he has some responsibility for that. Friday, just yesterday, he stood before U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest for sentencing. She oversaw the case, which was heard at the U.S. District Court of Southern District of New York in Manhattan. And Forrest is quoted as telling Ulbricht in court, "Silk Road was terribly destructive to our social fabric."
No pun intended.
Silk fabric. She said that the sentencing was difficult. Over 100 people had sent heartfelt, moving letters in defense of Ulbricht's character, but that was offset by the severity of the offenses and by the coldness with which he had sought to arrange the murders of 5 people. Now, how do you do a character reference for a guy who tried to contract the murder of 5 different people? Not just one. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the details. Ulbricht had something to say in court yesterday as well that's kind of interesting. And we'll take your calls, 866-821-8255.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more.
It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.